Welcome back on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Rob, you know, there's been a big difference between provinces for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Most people talk about the differences when it comes to the natural resources we have, or the lifestyle, or the mountains.
Right.
But let's talk about the differences in the financial stability or lack thereof. Alberta has some different numbers coming out. I'm going to throw one at you just so that we're all on the same page. Albertans spend the highest proportion of their income for spending purposes versus savings. Albertans spend almost 82% of their income. The lowest, Ontario, at 78%.
Shocking.
So let's get into this and find out what's the differences between these provinces, why the differences, and how it impacts the viewers and listeners of the show. We've got Andrew Ostro, CEO, Policy Me. He is part of this entire survey and how they put all this information together. Andrew, thank you for joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
So we've got some data that says Albertans are most concerned when it comes to their expenses. We just kind of teased in about the spending that we have. Tell us a bit more about the survey first, how this all came to be, and then give us some more details about, you know, what's so different about Alberta when it comes to what we're spending in our expenses.
Yeah, so coming into 2022, we released a survey in partnership with Angus Reid. And the idea here is we were looking to really understand how Canadians are approaching 2022 from a financial perspective. What are they worried about? Are they worried about anything? How big of a concern is inflation? How are Canadians saving? All these different elements that would help us understand where Canadians stand from a financial strength and a financial resiliency perspective coming into the new year.
When you look at Alberta and the expenses that Alberta has, what are Albertans most concerned about?
Yeah, so in general, we found that 42% of Canadians were actually more financially stressed in 2021 than they were in the previous year. And that number was even higher for Albertans. Albertans had the highest out of any province, coming in at about 50%, which means about half the people said they are more stressed at the end of 2021 than they were at the beginning. And remember, 2020 wasn't all that great of a year either, right? This is obviously the beginning of the pandemic. There are a lot of concerns over the economy. So to see that big of a jump from one year to another was really quite concerning, especially seeing that the jump was bigger in Alberta versus other provinces.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating that it was a bigger jump in this one, in this province, right?
It caught me by surprise, Rob. Like when you look at, 50%, we're the most stressed province out there?
Yeah, weird.
And very interesting.
Andrew, with our clients, you know, inflation is still on everyone's mind. What are some of the anticipated increased expenses as we continue through this year, 2022?
Yeah, so for Albertans and even some of the other prairie provinces next door, we are seeing 70% of people saying they expect gas prices to rise in 2022. And again, that's after already significant rises in 2021. So gas prices were among the top. Groceries as well, another big one that we're seeing a lot of people concerned about over inflation. Credit card debt, a little bit lower. Rent, a little bit lower as well. And mortgage interest rates, low as well. But really, groceries and gas are the two biggest contributors to people's concerns over inflation. And just to dive in a little bit more into that, the comment around Albertans being the most stressed out of any other province, I think when we dug a little bit deeper and looked into some of the other questions that we asked in the survey, some of this starts to come into light as to why maybe Albertans are facing more of a concern. So another question we looked at was, are people pulling money out of their savings? It was about 51% of Canadians are pulling money out of their savings and investments to be able to pay for their expenses. But for Albertans, it was 56%. So not a huge amount higher, but definitely a little bit higher. And that is definitely going to add towards stress, right? As you start to take away from your savings, take away from your investments to cover your expenses, there's no doubt that's going to put more stress from a financial perspective.
Why do you think that is? What's so special about Alberta that we are higher stressed, we spend more money, we take money out of our savings at a higher rate than the other provinces? What makes Alberta so special?
Yeah, I would say it's probably the dependency on the energy sector. I think that tends to be a quite volatile sector where you have a lot of ups and downs in terms of energy prices that greatly impact the economy specifically in that province. So I think that's where anytime you have volatility, anytime you have, that's what leads to unknowns, right? The stress, financial stress is really, it's a function of, do I not know what's coming? Can I plan ahead? And I think when you're dealing with an economy that's so heavily dependent on such a volatile priced natural resource in that sector, it definitely increases the stress related to your finances.
That's a great point, Rob, that Andrew's making, because when we talk to Albertans about their future, their vision of their retirement, they do bring about a home-based bias saying, well, things are not doing great here in Alberta, so my retirement portfolio right. is going to be a little bit different. I don't feel confident. I feel a bit more stressed, even if they're not in the industry. Like if everybody else around them is talking about how it's not going so great for us in the patch, right? There's a bit of a spillover feel. So it's more sentiment than it is fact. You know, that's, and I find that to be, you know, the anecdotal evidence now is matching the empirical and the evidence when it comes to what's really happening when it comes to fear and spending and saving and so forth when it comes to Albertans.
I have the other thought too on, you know, does some of the thought come from other housing markets, right? Major Canadian centers, Vancouver, Toronto. We haven't moved as near as high as some of those. Has that created some safety nets for some of those other Canadians?
Yeah, Andrew, that's a good question. What about like when we compare ourselves with the Joneses next door, like on the Vancouver or a Toronto, is there a bit of FOMO out there? Is there a bit of, well, they're doing better, so we should do better as well?
Yeah, it's interesting because when you talk about rising house prices, that can really go either way, right? If you're already a homeowner and you have that as an asset, you could definitely build the argument that there's some sort of safety net that says, okay, great, prices are going up, inflation's going up, but I have an asset here that's also increasing with that, with other costs, which is somewhat of a hedge towards inflation. And maybe in Alberta, people are looking and saying, well, we haven't really experienced that huge increase in housing, as it's still big, but not compared to maybe some of the other major cities. And that could be a form of, well, is my asset going to catch up to my spend? But to turn that around a little bit, you could look at the other way, where people who don't have houses yet, people who are in the rental market, people who are looking to buy that first home and aren't in the market, are it's almost exasperated the fact that now you're dealing with a market, that a housing market, that is just very difficult to enter into. So it's really hard to say where that plays in, but you can definitely make the argument that that's having a big impact.
You know, Andrew, we could spend another 10, 15, 20 minutes on this conversation about what makes Alberta so special and all the spending and so forth. And I think this is a very good report that you've put together. The survey that's come out, the questions that you guys have asked, really identifies some of the key concerns throughout the entire population, not just one segment or another. So that really gives a good indicator on the sentiment of a community like the province of Alberta. So I want to thank you for all the hard work you guys are doing.
For sure. It's our pleasure to, I mean, unfortunately the news wasn't better. I mean, we'd love to have a very positive story here to sell and maybe to spin it a little bit differently. Yes, there are definitely concerns, but there's also resiliency. We're seeing people in general are saving, not everyone, but we're seeing people put money into savings, we're seeing people strengthen their balance sheet, strengthen their assets a little bit. So there's definitely some positive news here. But there is certainly a story here around concern in people's minds.
We've been joined by Andrew Ostro, CEO, PolicyMe, and the lead behind the entire survey that we just talked about. Andrew, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You know, when it comes to spending, saving, inflation, taxes, real estate, all the things that we talked about today, Rob, how do you bulletproof your retirement to cover all that? Where is it all going to come from? How do you put it into play? You know, we're going to talk about this. We're going to have our upcoming seminar. Why don't you tell us about the next one that's going to be coming up?
You bet, Faisal. Our next seminar is on Tuesday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. This is live online. You can go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
And are you looking at a healthier lifestyle as you go into retirement? Well, there's a company out there that strictly focuses on helping the over 50 crowd and their fitness. Join us after a break. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.